Well, our next guest has been on the job since, I think, the end of August. But the people in Holly, Minnesota got a chance to meet their new police chief, Jimmy Macon. And he joins us now on KFGO. Chief, hello and welcome to Minnesota and welcome to KFGO.
Thank you.
It's
Appreciate it.
Great to have you here. So you've been on the job for a while now.
Yes, ma'am. Like I say, since August 26th.
And where did you come from?
I came from a city called Niceville, Florida, which is around the Panama City and the Fort Walton Beach and Destin area.
Oh, yes. In fact, we have friends in Destin, and my husband's family is from around that area, too, so we know that area very well.
You've probably had to arrest them.
Well, those Destin people you might have had to arrest.
Right.
So are the cities similar in nature?
No, ma'am. The towns, the city there was a little bit bigger, about 12 to 13,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And here, of course, it's about 2,200 to 2,300 right now. So, but the, of course, the difference is the crime down there is a little higher, you know, doing it being a tourist state and everything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a little bit slower, which I really enjoy because I don't have to take as many calls as I used to down there while I was averaging about 25 to 30 calls a day.
Wow. So you've been in the military, spent a lot of time in the military. Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you.
What branch of the military? What did you do?
I was in the Army. I was an infantryman. I was one of those paratrooper, the guys that jumps out of planes and all that crazy stuff they call it. They don't know why people jump out of a perfectly good airplane that's going to land anyway.
No, but. And you also spend a lot of time as a youth officer.
Yes, ma'am. I did spend 7 years inside of a school working for a high school as well as a vocational and an elementary school.
So you have yet to spend a winter in Minnesota.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it, but I hear January may change my mind, but I doubt it. I'll deal with it.
So have you gone? Well, you haven't gone ice fishing, I'm sure. Have you ever heard of ice fishing, Chief?
Yes, ma'am. I have several of my officers right now still trying to get me to go. I told them probably the only way I get out there is somebody going to have to drug me to get me there. Once I realize where I'm at, somebody's going to be in trouble.
There's a lot of us like that, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Trust us. We understand. I noticed and when doing a little research about you, and by the way, the story of you is at KFGO.com and meeting the folks yesterday,
yes,
open
ma'am.
House. So how was that? Did all 2,200 people show up to shake your hand and welcome you, sir?
Not all 2,200, but there was quite a few of them that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few, yes, ma'am.
How many officers do you have in Holly, Minnesota?
Right now, it's 3 full-time, and I have also 6 part-time for a total of 9 of us.
Oh, really? Well, you know, what's interesting is there's a neighboring city that is considering, getting rid of their police department.
Right.
And where is that? Is it Dilworth or Glendon? Or
is it Dilworth?
It is.
Ma'am.
Yes, it is. Well, so how lucky Holly is to have you right there. Did you bring family with you, too?
No, ma'am, not at this time. I have someone coming up probably next month, December.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, that'll be nice to have your family here finally.
Right.
I noticed that when you first were hired in your first city council meeting, you asked for some support on a couple of programs. And I want to ask you about those because the city council obviously gave you a lot of support for the police reserve program. Can you tell our listeners about that and it's implemented and how is it working?
Yes, ma'am. I was going to wait till January to implement it, but due to some of the things that are going on in the community with the growth as well as the sporting activity at the school, we have a lot of that going on. I want to have people in uniform and ready to go like the end of November so we can show the kids that we're out there for their safety as well as support them in what they do in the extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
But the reserve is going pretty good. I mean, I expected about 5 people when I first put it out that we're going to be doing it, but right now I'm going to have 15 people have already volunteered
wow.
and going through training.
Well, and it is a volunteer basis, right? They have
yes,
to go
ma'am.
Through a fair amount of training, and then what would they do?
Basically, what they would do, they help out with special events around like school events, school crossing, also when we have like the rodeo out here, maybe parades, anything that's dealing with public people, or a lot of people involved, they will be dealing with it.
Well, it's a great idea, and I imagine that you brought this Police Explorer program to Holly based on you yourself being a youth officer.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us about that? Is that implemented yet?
We actually have our first meeting last Tuesday. Right now, I have a total of 3 kids have signed up, and of course, I have other ones interested in it, and just them making the next meeting, which will be on November the 12th. and stuff. So I think that will be a good thing for the community, especially for the kids, to give them a chance to see how law enforcement work and also give them a chance to help to keep an eye on their community.
Well, I have to tell you, sir, I'm just so happy to meet you and so happy to have you in Minnesota. Are you still there, Chief?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still
here. There you are. Oh, very good. And I imagine people in Holly are pretty happy, too. You have a thriving police department and a couple of thriving programs that is involving the citizens of your fine town. And so have you caught on to this Minnesota Nice yet?
We're pretty nice, aren't we? I think I have. The only thing is just the ice fishing is the only thing they keep getting on me about. But I told them, once again, it's going to be a hard sell.
Do you enjoy the food up here in Minnesota? Have you had a tater tot hot dish yet, or tuna hot dish? Anybody drop off oatmeal raisin cookies yet, or butter cookies?
Yes, ma'am.
For
I
you?
Have had plenty of cookies and cakes and a few other good meals. I really have.
Have you gained any weight since you moved here, Chief?
No, ma'am. I tell you, stay pretty active in that area.
I bet you have. 20 years in the military, 7 years as a youth officer. And Holly, Minnesota, has a police chief, a new police chief. Well, he's not so new anymore. Jimmy Macon shook hands, met the folks yesterday. Story you'll find at KFGO.com. It's a real pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you. Welcome. And good luck this winter. And if you need an excuse to get out of ice fishing, just call us.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
See you later.